platform. Step up and speak out.
Good evening, it is The Platform. I am Annalisa Dube and I bring you this program every Tuesday evening from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. where we get an opportunity to discuss some of the trending issues that will be happening in the country. Now, President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently appointed Senator Oliver Chidao as a Harare Provincial Affairs Minister. The post had been vacant since September last year when President Mnangagwa appointed his cabinet. And Senator Oliver Chidao is taking over from Marian Chikukwa, who was the Minister of the Harare Province between 2013 and 2018. We have him in studio tonight and we are going to learn more about him and find out what he has planned for the Harare Metropolitan Province. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mona Lisa.
If you have any questions for him, any comments, anything that you'd want to participate with in this program, do send it through our WhatsApp number 0731-168-045. That's 0731-168-045. Now, Engineer Chidagwa. Engineer Chidao, we would like to know more of you. I mean, you are the new Minister of Harare Metropolitan Province and would like to know more about your background and what is it that you are about.
Well, I'm Oliver Chidao. I grew up in Harare. I came here when I was 6 years and I went to school around here and I've lived here and I've been around. I've served both in business and politics up to the position of mayor, and I became an MP for Popokambu Zuma for 10 years, and I'm now back as a into the Senate, and that's me.
And you, in brief. You were one of, actually, I think you have a record of being the youngest Harare mayor.
Yes, I was 28 when I became mayor.
And how was that for you?
Well, it was exciting.
And you were in the council just after independence in 1984.
Yes, yes.
Please tell us how council was then and
it
how
was it was 1981.
Operated. 1981.
That we got elected immediately after independence. And what happened at that time, they conducted elections in all other towns and lasted with Harare, and then that was around, I think, in October, November, if I remember, and that's when we got elections and we were elected into council.
How many terms did you serve?
Oh, I served 2 terms. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so
I was almost up to, I served to close to 10 years mm-hmm. as a councillor, and I served 2 terms as mayor.
Okay, so clearly issues to do with provincial affairs are not new to you.
No, they aren't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very familiar. It's familiar ground.
All right, so, but obviously now this is a new role. It's a different
it
responsibilities, different
yes.
expectations. What is your role as the Minister of Provincial Affairs?
Well, it's to, it's not really the Harare City Council. Mm-hmm. It's the whole of Harare Metropolitan, which is Rua, Epworth, Chitungwiza, and Harare City Council. That whole Harare, that's my responsibility.
When you say responsibility.
So it's four councils.
Four councils.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe give us a breakdown of what it is that your role is, your responsibilities.
It's really just supervising the strategy that we all will have agreed, mm-hmm. and to ensure good governance around and providing leadership. That's my role. Strategic leadership.
Okay, so you oversee, like you said, you oversee Harare City Council, Rua, Chitungwiza, and Epworth.
Yes.
They all report to you.
Yes.
And
both the administrative and the political, yeah.
All right. So there has been a report by, actually was a statement that mm-hmm. was released by MDC earlier on today that we're citing how having you as a Minister of Provincial Affairs is sort of like a duplication of roles. How do you speak to that?
I don't think so. How? I don't think so. Well, why would they say that? It's a different role. It's providing leadership to these four councils, and everyone is talking about devolution. There have been motions, even the MDC themselves, they have brought motions in parliament, and which we have all participated and supported, about devolution. Mm-hmm. And when now that devolution is being implemented, then they say it's not necessary. I don't think that's correct. I disagree with that.
Okay. And they also, in the same statement that they issued earlier today, they also said that your appointment was unconstitutional. How do you speak to that?
I don't know how. It cannot be unconstitutional. It has always been there. Mm-hmm. And there have been other provincial ministers for Harare province before me. Why were they not challenged? Why is it me now being unconstitutional? I haven't seen the statement. Mm-hmm. and I don't, the reasons, maybe, yeah, we'll have to debate that.
Okay, so maybe I can give you a brief of the understanding of the statement, so that maybe you're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. I've not heard it at all.
Okay, so their argument, however, is they've cited that according to the constitution, there have been a number of issues to do with how the provincial council is supposed to be run, and one of those is the responsibilities of the councils is to do with planning and implementing the socio-economic developments in the province, monitoring and evaluating, like you rightfully said.
Yes, that's my
providing job. Yes, providing leadership. Yes. And they're saying that this is the role of the council. And then the statement, and I'm quoting it here, they say that these constitutional provisions, together with the clearly defined functions of local authorities, leaves provincial governors, who are now termed provincial ministers, with no role to play.
That's not correct. There is role to play.
So maybe let's clarify that.
Yeah, there is role to play to coordinate the four councils that we have in the Harare Metropolitan, provide leadership. Right now the infrastructure is broken, but the councils are there. What are they doing? We're supposed to provide and work together and ensure that those services are there. Where people have gathered, then there must be coordination, there must be strategic development, there must be leadership, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they're saying that they are, according to the statement, they're saying that the minister is likely to interfere. You are not going to interfere with their work.
How? I didn't see the statement. We issued the statement.
Here it is, while we talk about other things. Okay, so let's look at other issues that we're going to talk about. You said that your role as the Minister of Provincial Affairs is to govern and to provide leadership over the councils. And you have been appointed to govern a province that is MDC-dominated. And out of the 46 councillors, Harare City Council, 45 are MDC. And out of the parliamentary seats, 28 are MDC. And already now, they've issued statements contesting to some extent your appointment. How do you think you're going to work together?
We'll be able to work together. First and foremost, this is Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And Zimbabwe comes first, and our political parties come second. And that role is my role. And this is Harare, and I think I can provide that leadership that I've provided in the past. At the time that I was mayor personally, the city was functioning, and that you can go on record, it can be testified, we've already proven that that was the case. So I can't see now being failing to do that, and we have been able to do things even in business. Everyone knows that we've been able to do that, so I think I can do it even better. Mm-hmm. Than yeah.
But I'm sure you can agree that the times are now different, the context of the economies are now different, and like you gave a comparison to say when you were the mayor of Harare City Council then, that it was functional, but obviously we are now in a different context.
That's what I want to correct. So you may want to sit, right now there's no running water in the city. And do you think that that should go on without being sorted out? And I want to assist in sorting that out. There's sewage is flowing into the rivers. Nobody speaks about that. Why are they not talking about that? Sewage has been flowing into our sources of water, clean water, for the last 20, 25 years. And why are they not talking about that? And that's what I think together we can sort that out.
So yes. You reckon it's an issue to do with leadership more than anything
else? It's a leadership issue. Yes, you can't be accustomed to sewage every day and you don't do anything about it. That's not normal.
Yeah. We have the recently appointed Minister of Provincial Affairs, Engineer Oliver Chidau, and we are taking your questions on our WhatsApp number 0731-168045. And we are asking and finding out from him. Basically, we are trying to get to know him better and know what he has planned for the province, rather. So, Engineer, you highlighted a number of problems that Harare is facing. We're talking service delivery. Yes. They have recently increased water rationing across the province. Yes. We're talking illegal structures and among other things that you have. Do you have a specific achievable strategy for people to bank on after your appointment for you to address these issues, considering that they have been ministers before you that clearly, from the look of things, have failed to address these issues?
For me, it's just getting people to be accountable. Provide leadership. Get everyone to account what they do and what they are paid. If people pay rates, they pay rates not because they want to pay rates. They want to pay rates so that they can get service. Mm-hmm. And that service is what we should provide. And get people to account when they've paid their bills. They want to see that they pay for living in an urban setup. They want to see that the infrastructure is serviced, the roads are tarred, water is running, sewage flows properly, it doesn't spill over and end up with polluting the environment, and litter is collected and dumped at sites and managed properly. And precisely, that's when people are in an urban environment. Mm-hmm. Those are the basic things you should be able to provide. And all of those have broken down.
Yes. And what is your strategy to bring them back to functionality?
That's what I've said. To bring everyone to account. To be able to put the right management in place. If it is not there, and I know that there are brilliant minds in Zimbabwe, and then they should be able to do that. And it's about leadership, to be honest. 9 times out of 10, if you go into some of these offices, you find jackets, not people. Mm-hmm. People are busy doing their own things other than those that they've been hired to do.
Okay, so when you speak about accountability, yes, you say that people need to make sure that they are provided with a proper service delivery that they are paying for.
Yes.
And according to you, this is not you don't think this is an issue to do with funds? Because a number of issues that councils bring forward is to do with not having adequate funds.
It boils down to the same thing. It's how you manage your balance sheet. Your balance sheet composed cash flows, how those cash flows are managed. Once you receive the monies, how are they being paid? It's you should not eat more than you collect. And you should be able then, and I mean, in the past, salaries in city council have been quite high. Mm-hmm. When everyone probably was being paid $1,000 or less, they were paying in the 30,000s. You've seen that in the past.
Absolutely.
That's accountability. That no one was checking. Why was that happening? No one was able to get people to account. Why would they pay some of the salaries that even in advanced markets you don't get such things? That's looting. So get people to account.
So in your bid to account, how are you going to put structures? What is your structural structure?
No, it's working together. You must have international benchmarks. Mm-hmm. Yes. You must set out for international benchmarks. And then you work with the staff, you work with the management, you work with the council leadership, and get, first and foremost, we are Hararians. Politics comes when we are all happy. We don't eat politics. So first and foremost, we have to get things around us work. And currently they are not working, and that's what we want. So there's no issue about being political about this.
What are you going to do differently as the Minister of Provincial Affairs? Because clearly the...
I'll first call a meeting, and then they call everyone around, and obviously introduce myself.
Meeting with whom?
With the leadership in the various councils. Uh-huh. And I always meet through their leadership. And through their leadership, our objectives are the same. We live in the same environment. If water is polluted, it's polluted. We drink it all of us, and we all get sick all together, all of us. So I think for me, that's what I'm going to concentrate on.
The first thing is, are you going to convene a meeting?
Convene meetings with councils.
Yes. Right. And the agenda of these meetings will be?
To discuss our socio-economic environment. Yes.
And when are you likely to call for this meeting?
Oh, most likely next week. When I've settled in, I need to know where the offices are. I need to be there to know the staff, and also to know the levels of our staffing, and see that we have the right manpower levels and the competences, and then we then move on.
And after the meeting, what's your plan?
Then we request for their strategic plans and what they have got. Obviously, I'm talking about very intelligent people. Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of them really they were being failed by leadership.
And thereafter,
When we have met, we then consider the reports that they'll then put in. We do a strategy, and then if need be, then we have a strategic seminar all to agree on the direction to take.
We have the minister of the newly appointed minister, and we are going to be taking your questions. I see them coming through. We're going to be taking your questions right after this break. To the platform, I am Mona Lisa Dube. This evening we are joined by Engineer Oliver Chidau, who was recently appointed as the Harare Provincial Affairs Minister, and he was telling us before the break how he has a vast experience in terms of provincial affairs, being one of the youngest, actually the youngest mayor of Harare in 1981 when he was just 28 years old. Now, Engineer, I did say that there are questions that are going to be coming through our WhatsApp platform, and we're going to take them now. The first question is, Minister, what are you going to do if the MDC is not cooperative?
We'll have to endeavor to work together. First and foremost, I've said we are Hararians, and this Harare is for all of us. We'll have to work together. And in fact, in terms of them being uncooperative, by doing what? It will be the people who suffer in terms of service, and who continue to raise the bar for us to be able to live together and provide that service.
Okay.
So the only uncooperation will be that they don't want to provide that service. Then the people will be able to judge who's doing what.
How are you going to address the issue? You did say earlier on that you had not received the statement that they released, and clearly they are against. We spoke about this before. How are you going to deal with this? Because before you even convene for the
This is just a statement. It's a political statement, which I think also my party will respond. So my party will be able to respond to this. We'll check the section they're talking about, and they respond accordingly.
We have another question here from Zirutwe. It's a comment together with a question. Mm-hmm. These provincial governors are very illegal and unconstitutional. They will be having provincial councils led by mayors. I'd also like to know what this new governor has achieved in his private space business, and how does he plan to work with the opposition? I think you've just addressed that, but
yeah.
He wants to know what you have achieved in your private space.
I think I've done quite a lot, and they're in the public domain. I'm the first black indigenous contractor, and we've built structures that are there in town. They speak for themselves, not only in town, in the whole of Zimbabwe. We put up buildings, we put up water infrastructure, we put up bridges which are standing and are there, and we've done a lot of projects. We are in business. We've started business. We've run them very successfully, and we've seen businesses collapse and rebuilding them. So if under very difficult circumstances. So it's there. It's public, in the public domain.
Hi, Honorable Minister. My name is Shakman Ship. What if you fail to do all these things you're promising? Please give us a time frame you are going to achieve this.
During the course of my term in office, and that is from now to 2023.
I suppose what he wants to understand is, like we have discussed before the break and during the beginning of the show, we did establish that Harare has a number of issues that people are hoping to be addressed. So I guess when he's asking this question, I guess he wants to know when he is going to be expecting water to be flowing in his tap.
Well, I can't give you a date. That's what I've said. We need to sit with the councils. We need to analyze the water systems that are there, especially fails. I'm the one who commissioned 1984 failed sewage, and I understand that it's no longer working, and it has been discharging raw sewage into for the last 15 years, raw sewage into the rivers, and polluting all the waters, clean waters of Harare. So it is sorting though to understand and what that will cost, and then we make recommendations, and then funds should be raised and put that right. I'm just giving that as an example. And Morton Jeffrey, the during our time, the transmission from Morton Jeffrey was done by us, but I understand that it has not been working and working efficiently. And then I understand that very well. So we need to, I said, call everyone, and then in those lead in the councils, and we discuss the issues together, and we come up with a strategic plan. And that strategic plan is what we want to implement.
Engineer Chidao, do you think it's fair to make a comparison of the time that you were in council and the time now, considering the economic context and the current challenges that are in the country?
But those challenges are brought by people. Yes, there's nothing that is different. A sewage plant is a sewage plant. A water plant doesn't change with time. It's how you manage it. That the infrastructure was put up, you take the city of Harare. The buildings that have been put up has been, I last saw a crane in the last 15 years or if not more. So, but the buildings have been put probably close to.
So in your tenure, we're going to be seeing a lot of building.
We look forward to that. And I promise we should be able to do that. I don't see why I have put up buildings personally in the city.
And to do the issues to do with funds?
It's to do with the whole economic management. And I think the trust is there. The national government is bringing discipline. And I have no doubt with what they are doing now that we should see change in the next 6 months to 12 months.
You have brought up an aspect of economic management.
It's about all anything. It's about management.
Yes. So is it, when you bring about aspect of economic management, you've brought a broader aspect to issues to do with council. So the councils are not solely to blame on what's happening in Harare.
No. There's been serious looting in the cities. The quality of people in there. You have seen matters that have been brought before the public, people, senior officials being arrested, corruption being exposed. There's been looting, and that's why I'm talking about accountability.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
so it's about how you manage people's money.
So to what extent do you think that the situation in the country has affected how the councils are doing their jobs?
I think it has to a certain extent, but the council themselves have a lot to blame.
Like you say, they have to be accountable.
Yes, it's accountable.
All right, we have another. Okay.
They have to produce financial statements at a given time, just like any company. Within your first 90 days of year end, you must produce your accounts and make them public, or to yourself to see whether you've made money in the previous year.
And we have and there have been reports from Zinara that I think they're actually confirming what you're saying, that you know, they don't bring the required documents on time, and that's why there has been a delay in certain things to be done.
That's what I'm talking about.
But however, we can't rule out the issue to do with the whole country contributing to the downfall of how councils have been operated.
Yes.
We have a comment here from George. Engineer Chidao, sewage began flowing into rivers under your party leadership. Do you have any new ideas, sir?
My party leaders were. That's why we are now in the second dispensation. Mm-hmm. The party resolved and the people of Zimbabwe resolved to change. And that change has come.
Do you think, this is from Baba Courage in Border, do you think council can be functional when the economy is dead? They say the wage bill is huge, yet they are appointing more people like you. This is from Baba Courage in Border.
I think so. We should cut the costs, and the largest cost we have got is the wage bill. And a lot of people who have been appointed, most of them are not producing anything. So we are putting money in people's pockets who are not producing anything and exacerbating the problem. So that's why I'm talking about accountability. I think I'll account. That's what I'm saying. So appointing me, I'm not going to be paid by anybody. I don't need money. I need to save.
Okay, so yes, we can also hold you accountable on some of the statements that you're saying on this program this evening.
Yes. That's why I'm saying them. That's why I've gone public.
Okay, and then there's an issue to do with land barons, engineer. When you talk about councils, how people, we've heard so many times about how people are sold land and then they're told it's not the actual thing. People lose money in the process. How are you planning to deal with the issue to do with land barons?
I think the criminals are criminals. It doesn't matter whoever they are. So if the people were selling the land which is not theirs and there are no permits, they also must be brought to book and account. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then if anyone, I think you cannot have a country where there's no law. And you cannot have, you should have your role models being people who really are doing proper business, not who are cheating people. So we live in a fine environment where in some cases criminals are idolized and then are sometimes regarded as role models in society. And you see, especially the press yourselves, raising them up when you know people are just not straight and are thieves. So if there are any land barons who have taken money from people, let them face the music. Let them pay the people.
Are you committing to being a role model, engineer?
Of course.
Okay, we have a comment here from Collins in Mutora, Shanga. Does the Minister of State know that illegal structures in Harare are there because of the illegal sale of land to innocent people? Our local authorities survive on revenue, and it's high time that the government allows Harare to go the prepaid route.
During our time in council, it was the duty of the council to develop and sell the houses or the stands to the publics. And now that has come to an end, and individuals have taken over. So that's what I'm talking about, accountability. It is the duty of the government, especially local government, to provide the housing. It's not the duty of individuals. And it was possible during our time. So, and because of accountability. So if we can manage our affairs well to ensure that we live within our means at all levels, national and local levels, we should be able to do it.
What is it that you are going to do differently? Something that is within your capacity and within your jurisdiction as the Minister of Harare Province.
But that's what I've said from the beginning, that we should live within our means and we should be accountable. Get everyone to account and pay within certain international benchmarks. That expenditure should not exceed so much. Salaries, probably, if they are benchmarked, they should never exceed 15% of all your collections, but in some cases salaries exceed half of what you collect.
And that's what you're going to look into.
That's what we have to ensure we live to those standards.
So you did speak about devolution, and this is something that the government is currently working on to do with legalities. I'm sure there's a bill that's actually being tabled to Parliament on how provincial councils can be put in place.
Yes.
And each province is said to be expected to have its own developmental plan, which supported the resources within that province. What is your plan? I know you spoke about accountability, but what is your plan to actually have a sustainable way of generating income?
We are the richest province in the country. We're actually like the Gauteng of South Africa, Harare Metropolitan. And we have everyone in Zimbabwe is a resident in whether they are from Victoria Falls, whether they are from Binga, whether they are from Bedbridge, Chipinga, whatever. You mentioned where they are here. Mm-hmm. So we have the brands here. We have the capacity here. So we should be able to tap in the resources that...
How? Let's get into specifics. How are we going to do that?
We, by good governance. There's no one who wants to come and invest where there's no good governance. So if Harare is run properly, and you set Harare back to where it used to be, the sunshine city, and everyone would like to invest in Harare. And by that investment, by that attraction, you are able to generate jobs, you are able to generate wealth, and then you want, everyone wants to be in Harare. And that's what we're going to provide.
You are going to start from governance.
It's governance. It's all about governance, nothing else. Governance, how you do your things.
There is a comment here, it doesn't have a name. Until people acknowledge that political interference is directly responsible for gross mismanagement and bad governance in local authorities, we are far from addressing our problems. A simple example is where a minister cancels rates arrears for political support. So unless the leadership issue you're referring to should be addressed at political level, we are not going anywhere. How do you speak to that?
I agree with that. I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
And how are you going to address, I know you have swept over this issue, Minister, but how are you going to address it? And there are a number of questions that keep coming through regarding the statement that we brought up to the show. How are you going to address these political differences to move forward as the Harare Metropolitan Province?
Well, I don't know what the statement which has been issued refers and the intentions, but I think all our intentions are for a better Harare.
Okay. But you reckon the statement is political more than anything else?
Yes. And we will also, I think my party will respond to this politically too. Statements are always issued every day. And that won't stop us doing our work. This is not a court order. This is just a statement.
Okay. And then there is a comment here from Ngwezi Inugweru.
Yes.
What he is saying is exactly what they all promised soon after being appointed. Just watch this space.
You can get me back again, and when things change here.
But you didn't give us a time frame, engineer. You didn't give us a time frame to say, you know what? By such and what we know for a fact is that next week you're going to convene a meeting with all the leaders
for a strategic plan.
Yes. And you expect.
And on that, if you want, you can invite me. Then I'll be able to give you I'll be very foolish to give you. I was just appointed over the weekend.
Absolutely.
So I can come and say I'll do this without even sitting down to analyze the figures.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also foolish. And I can promise you I'm not foolish.
Absolutely. We can tell you're...
So I can promise things that I haven't digested. I want a plan. And I'll be able to put a plan.
So when do you think you're able to give us a time frame?
I think I should be back. I can give you a time frame within 6 weeks.
After you have met and consolidated all the strategic planning.
Yes, 6 weeks. I will be able to tell you what we are going to be able, given by having studied what's happening, what's there, what needs to be done. Just transportation in the city, it's a nightmare. I don't know whether you've encountered it yourself. So I can tell you that all the transport issues in the city will be sorted out in the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be dreaming. I won't do that. And we need to sit down, have a proper plan, and then after that I will be able to come back to you and say this is what we intend to do, and within such a period it will have been resolved.
Okay, so you're saying we should give you some grace period to get
your house in order.
You're just getting into the office.
Yes,
but I guess people are speaking, like you rightfully spoke during the beginning of the show, to say I have been governing, I have been a mayor, I'm well acquainted with what's going on. So I guess that's where the expectations are coming from.
Yes, but the people that were there are not longer there.
It's so you need to work the right team.
Yeah, you have to have a team. It's not a one-man band. You can have all the ideas, but you'll have to have a buy-in by all the political leadership like this. Everyone agreeing that we need a good Harare. We need a better Harare. We are all Hararians. We want value for our properties. We want value. We want quality of our lives. We want quality for our children. So we must have a buy-in. And that's what I'm going to be doing.
We have another comment here from Collins in Mtolashanga. We seem to have a lot of listeners from Mtolashanga this evening. The problem in Zimbabwe is not the huge wage bill, but the taxman is not able to collect taxes from the certain connected organizations or individuals which are aligned to ZANU-PF. Go to CSO and Pedzanamo. Those people don't pay a dime to the taxman. So he's talking about how the structures are not in place. How do you respond to that?
But I think the CSO issues have been covered by the 2% tax, and there's been acceptance by everyone, even including the Minister of Finance, to say that we are now in a surplus every month and the funds are being collected and the economy will be in a different shape down the line. So I appreciate, well, I think our environment has become too much politicized that even when you do good, people don't see it.
But because you're from a certain party.
Yes, so let's raise the bar. Let's raise the bar. We are Zimbabweans first, before political parties. We live together. We mix together. When my brother may be a different political party, he doesn't cease to be my brother because he votes for another or he belongs to another political party. It can be political party and leave it. We vote and we forget and we live our lives.
Do you think
that's my view?
Do you think it's really possible to?
It is possible. Mm-hmm. What to gets people to think politics is hunger. A struggle and failure to have enough resources, and then people are just throwing mud and sand on everybody.
So you want the ZANU-PF and MDC tag to be taken off when you're dealing with the issues to do with the Harare Metropolitan Province?
Precisely. I don't see any politics. I'm a Zimbabwean, and anyone, all the MDC guys, all the ZANU-PF, they are my brothers.
I hope they will also see it that way.
Yes, if they don't see it that way, you don't give up. We live together. The fact that we live together and we appreciate, I've in my committee, which is a thematic committee, which I've been chairing, they can tell you, we have excellent relationships with all the party members who are there. It's just ZANU-PF and MDC. They can testify to this.
And you're hoping to achieve the same relations
and councils. Achieve the same with councils.
Okay.
Yes, it's about treating people without prejudice from where they come from. And I'll be able to do that.
What role are you going to play to make sure that everything regarding your work is not politicized?
By being able to open your hands for everybody, having an open door policy, and by not discriminating people because they come from political parties. I don't want to know about that. I want, as long as anyone comes and has got a genuine grievance, I will attend to them. These are Hararians, as far as I'm concerned, period.
Good evening, Mona Lisa. Good evening, Minister. What is the Minister going to do about invasion of wetlands, which is supported by politicians who are deemed untouchable?
They must come out of those wetlands. We cannot have our wetlands polluted. Doesn't matter who they are. I don't think there's anyone who has got a permit for building or going into wetlands. They must come out of there. It's as simple as that.
There is a comment here from Gilbert Ngobe. The minister should stop talking about his days in council. He should start looking at how many companies have closed since then.
That's really a national issue, to be honest. I'm talking about Harare Metropolitan. And that's, I think that's what you called me to come and talk about. And I'm talking about that.
We have another comment here from Simba Zenka in Kenta, Kwa Bulawayo. We have been given 100 days, nothing happened, and now we are here, and the engineer is saying the same things. For how long are we going to wait? We can't go anywhere when we blame each other, when there is corruption everywhere.
Corruption, we must deal with corruption. Without fear or favor. That's what I'm saying. People idolize corrupt people, and we should be able to deal with that. I don't support corruption. I'm not a corrupt person. I don't engage in any corruption myself.
Therefore, you not tolerate any people.
I don't tolerate any corruption.
You say things have changed. Why then do we continue to see illegal parceling of land without anyone doing anything to stop it. Merely saying Len Barons are thieves who should face the music is not different from paying any lip service. This is from BC in Greendale.
I'm also a victim. My land has been invaded and taken away from me. As I'm here, I'm a victim. It's not good. Anyone who goes into someone's property, even in the rural areas, you have the crowheads who show people where to live. You have your own village. You don't just go and build where you want. You must have permission. What about in the city?
And
I'm talking out of heart. I believe in what I'm saying. Anyone who doesn't follow the law, we cannot have a country without the law. Without law, we cannot have lawlessness. I don't condemn lawlessness. I don't condone lawlessness. Okay. I'm a victim, and everyone knows that. I'm a victim of people who have taken my land in the previous dispensation.
And okay, so speaking of laws,
it's still that land is. I have no access.
So you're a victim of land baron, and you also.
I'm also a victim of land barons.
And you're also going to act accordingly.
Of course, we'll follow the law.
Okay, there are a number. You spoke about the laws, right?
Yes,
there are a number of laws that have been called to be aligned with the Constitution.
Yes.
Like, for example, the Urban Councils Act, the Provincials Council and Administration Act. How do you respond to that being done quickly?
It's being done right now. Tomorrow, I'm accompanying the Minister of Local Government to Bindura, where we are going through the processes of the devolution and the alignment of these laws. I think it's not an overnight thing, but I think Parliament is working hard on it. Laws are being aligned, and we have to do it. It's good for the country.
Okay,
it's good for all of us.
Like you rightfully said, yes. Engineer Chidao, you have just been appointed.
Yes.
We just read, I think it was a couple of days ago when it was announced. And you have come here, like we said, we want to get to know you and to find out what your strategies are. And you have said that, look, I've just gotten in. I need time to get my house in order and get back to you on the issues that are affecting people in Harare. But
yeah.
The truth of the matter is people, as judging by the messages that we are receiving and also based on what you know to be on the ground,
yes.
People have been dealing with a number of things the past a number of years, like you rightfully identified. So what would you want them to know? What, apart from the assurances that you've given, what would you like to say to them so that they can also have faith in you and wait for the right procedures to take place?
I can assure them that we want to be law-abiding. We want to be people who keep our promises. People might have been promised and promises might have been broken, but we continue to raise the flag that these promises, if kept, they will deliver development.
And there's another comment here from Kenny in Emerald Hill. As an engineer, are there any outstanding town planning strategies that you are going to implement?
Yes, we continue to modernize. We continue to, times have evolved, and there are changes that we all continue to embrace internationally. And I think as you know, Zimbabweans have had the exposure. The environment has taken all our youngsters out of the country, but we want to be able to attract all of them back. If you are in Johannesburg, if you are in London, if you are in the US, you have lots of Zimbabweans occupying positions of influence in influential companies, development companies, in development organizations. We want all of them. Once the environment is sorted out at home, they will all come and bring those experiences here. And that's what we want to do. Yes, we want to incorporate new ideas in town planning, new ideas in development, and then we continue to have them.
All right, so we have had you here. As we round off the program, we've had the newly appointed Minister of Provincial Affairs, Engineer Oliver Chidao. And from the conversation that we've had with you, sir, you've promised that we're going to see a lot of infrastructure building.
Yes.
We're going to see a lot of accountability in council.
Yes.
We're going to see a lot of proper management of resources. And
yes,
you're going to harness all the resources in Harare. And you've also promised that there's going to be, you're going to put aside all political differences for the province to move forward.
I will.
And you have said that we should hold you accountable, and we can call you back here to find out what you have done and what the progress has been.
Please do, Mona Lisa.
It's been a pleasure, Engineer Chidao. Thank you so much for coming to the platform. That's all we had time for this evening. And we will be tracking and seeing the progress that we are going to be having in our province.
Thanks very much.
I am Mona Lisa Dube, and coming up next is Larry Kridirai with Help.
This is me understanding it now, that the